Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on a great weekend last weekend at BG.
Thanks, Schulte.
4 points there is hard. Never happened in your time here. What makes that play so hard?
Well, it's just a hard place. First off, it's the road, I should say. The road's hard anyway. And, you know, and then secondly, it's just a difficult place to play. It's a little rink. It's, you know, it's just there's no room from end wall to goal line. There's no corners. It's they're physical. It's just a really it's a hard place to play.
Your power play has been up and down. No better time to get to like last Saturday night in the third period, right?
I agree. And, you know, that was self-inflicted on their part. They gave us the game. They had a 2-0 lead. They got some ill-advised penalties in the third, and we converted.
Two power play goals doesn't fix it. What still needs work on the power play?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say power play's hard. Like, you look at everybody's power play. So power plays are always a roller coaster. So you just got to keep grinding. That's the best way of putting it. Just keep grinding, and you know, you got to make sure again that you know you got good details and you have good habits. You get the pucks and you keep pucks alive. You move pucks quick. I mean, that's the biggest thing is just having good habits and you know getting back to the basics right there. But like we talk all the time, like. You know, power plays are always going to be inconsistent there. You know, you're going to go on stretches where things are going well, and then there's going to be stretches where things aren't going well. And that's everybody, for that matter. NHL, college, it doesn't matter.
You've got 18 players that have scored goals for you already a month and change into the season. Most in the country. What does that kind of depth do to a team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, part of it's attributed to that Anchorage series where we had a lot of success at opening weekend. So, I mean, we'll sure take it. It's good. But also, you know, that allowed us to get ahead of the curve right there.
Hudson Thornton, I don't recall too many guys that have scored two game winners on the same night. The first one was just offside by just a couple of inches. But the second one, going coast to coast, and I realize coast to coast and 3-on-3 is a whole different animal. That play is still hard, isn't it?
Big time. You know, I saw it coming because it was a forward skating backwards, and you could just tell he didn't he was uncomfortable doing it, and Hudson had a good head of steam, and there was a lot of outside ice right there. So you could kind of see it happening, that's for sure. The biggest thing is that their defenseman couldn't close on Hudson quick enough, and, you know, he had to honor the weak side forward who was going to the net as well. So it was like it ended up being a 2-on-1.
How does that alter who you can put out there in a 3-on-3, knowing that it's in essence positionless hockey, and you may have a D playing forward, you may have a forward playing D?
You just have to make sure again, what do you want to accomplish on a 3-on-3? And you know, you better have speedy guys, you better have guys who can make plays, and you better have some guys who are patient. And you know, all three of those things come into play when it comes to 3-on-3.
He played just over 30 minutes last Saturday. Is that where you want him to be? Numbers wise, or is that a little high?
I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, we've always played guys 30. Will Zamola played 30 minutes. Kyle Love played 30 minutes. I mean, we've always had everybody's got a horse. Everybody's got a horse, and they ride their horse.
Did you know he'd be that horse?
Well, maybe not, but we had a feeling he's going to play a lot. He's going to play a lot for us. But again, you don't know until they come in. You know, and he's a good player, and you know, he plays hard and he plays honest and he's got legs, and that's probably the biggest thing. He's got legs and he's experienced. He's not young.
Like I said, we're a month and change in. Anything surprising you at this point?
Oh, boy, Schulte, I haven't thought too much about that. We just play day to day, and that's all I think. It's the coach cliche, but it's the truth. I don't ever look ahead and I don't look behind. I just look at today and tomorrow, and that's all you can do.
And you blink your eyes, though, and we're a third of the way through the season already.
We did talk with that as a staff this week. It's going fast.
It is. More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Quarter Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, you guys and the women's team this weekend are wearing pink jerseys, breast cancer awareness. First thing that I noticed is how large that angry skating beaver logo is on the chest of that jersey. Where does that logo sit in your heart and in your thoughts of what is Beaver hockey? Because that logo is synonymous with a really, really successful chunk of history of this program.
Oh, yeah, it started in about 77 or 78. Scotty Curry, he stole it from Duluth. The Duluth Skating Beaver, Scotty tells a story. He stole that, put the Beaver on there, and that's kind of how we started it back. And again, I might have the year wrong, but Scotty played from 75 to 79, so we'll just say halfway in between, probably 77 or 78. Scotty said he started putting that on some things that they would buy and purchase as the team, and you know, it's stuck with us ever since.
that secondary logo can be divisive. There's a handful of people on campus that don't really care for that logo. How happy are you that you guys are able to bring that back and use it recently?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any divisiveness on campus. I don't know that, Schultz. I mean, I think there's been some people in the past, but I don't think there is right now. But it's all part of our history and our culture. Just again, it's a secondary logo. There's nothing wrong with secondary logos. Our primary logo is the Beaverhead, and that's the way it is. But it's nice to have a secondary logo, and that secondary logo has been around a long time. It's been around longer than our Beaverhead. So, I mean, you have to embrace it to a certain degree.
How do you inform your new guys about that kind of that part of the history of the program?
I've really never talked about it, to be honest with you.
They just see it around.
Yeah, exactly. It is Cedar. I've never talked about it. I've never brought it up once in my life, I don't think, to be honest with you.
Well, I've been here over 20 years, and actually this is the first time I've ever asked about it and the first time I've ever learned the history of it. So it's a good day to learn something. Okay. On to the Lakers. Played two different opponents last weekend. As you're watching film with them against two different opponents, how is it a challenge to see what they're doing? Because obviously their opponent different each night. They're going to be doing different things. So Lake State's got to be doing some different stuff.
Yeah, not really. Actually, it's nice to see different opponents because there's different ways of killing penalties. There's different things on the power play. Clarkson and St. Lawrence coach differently. I think it's nice. It's a good little change.
Anything different about this rendition of the Lakers?